the time of year when we ask one another to pledge a financial commitment to our fellowship. It is a time when, quote, our promise finds fulfillment and our future can begin, as our hymn just proclaimed. Today's service focuses on that commitment, that form of belonging. We will hear three perspectives on what the fellowship means to individuals who will testify or witness to their values. First, we will hear from the Watson family, James, Heather, Catherine, John, Matthew, and Spencer.
My name is Heather, and this is my family, and these are some things that UUFD means to us, but also I hope on behalf of all the many young families we see today. So finding a spiritual home for yourself is different. That is different from the one you grew up in is hard. Finding it as a couple is daunting, and finding it for a family of six is downright terrifying. So when we entered this sanctuary last May and felt that sense of home and peace and belonging, we are so grateful for that and what you all have given to our family. However, in this past month, we've been asked to not only look back to the past 60 years of success that you all have put in and the blood, sweat, and tears to create this, but we've been asked to look forward 60 years. Which is also daunting, because most days I can't look forward 6 minutes past laundry, dishes, diapers, or that frightening thought that in 16 years, all of them will be off to college and beyond. But today, I would like to share with you the vision I have for my children and your children and our family for the next 60 years here at UUFB. We'll start with Matthew, our oldest. So he has just crossed that precipice of being 10 and being closer to adulthood than birth and everything scary and frightening that comes with that. He's beginning to discuss big ideas, current events, and world religions, and we're starting to have those hard conversations about who he is now and who he wants to be in the future. And so we're looking to you, this congregation, for help providing a safe space where he will discuss, test, and share his budding ideas about right and wrong, morality, and compassion, and looking to you to provide loving guidance as role models and peers to help him when he veers off course. For our 8-year-old Catherine, she is right now in that beautiful phase of learning to navigate peer pressure and finding that confidence within to do what is right when no one is looking or when you feel like everyone is choosing to do something else. So we look to you and UUFB to help create a place where she's surrounded by strong and diverse women and men who model how we as adults also struggle with this and provide her that guidance and a vision to see that. For our 5-year-old John, he's just beginning to see the world beyond himself and his own needs and how what he does in the world impacts others. And finding that balance of where he can stand out with his need to join in. So we look to you and this congregation to serve as an example of how a diverse community comes together towards a common goal while letting each person shine within and how we can use that strength together to go out and serve others. And last but not least, for Spencer, our 2-year-old, who does have 16 years before he leaves the nest, he is all the vivacious energy and enthusiasm that 2-year-olds are. Also with that, a little bit of that stereotype terribleness that comes with being 2. He's just now learning to separate from James and I, and he's looking for warmth and trust in the new faces that come along to read and play with him. So we look to you all to show him that warmth and trust in strangers, who eventually become our friends in the nursery, and compassion and understanding on those days when leaving mom and dad's side is too tough and he just needs to sit in the sanctuary crumpling paper and rearranging your hymnals. On that note, thank you to everyone who has pledged for 60 years and is making pledges now and beyond to ensure this community grows and can provide for our children and all the children in the form of a caring nursery, a strong religious education program, a strong youth group, and the necessary staffing to make it happen. And if a financial pledge isn't possible, or you are able to also give more, I ask each of you to think of the time, talents, gifts, and fellowship you can share with the children of the congregation. And both in passing, after service, in fellowship time, and in meeting our new RE coordinator, Beth, and signing up to give an hour or so in the coming month to sit with these children in the nursery or help mentor them through our religious ed program. Again, while 60 years may sound like forever, the next 16 years we have before these guys leave is short and terrifying, and I stand here asking for your help because parenting is so incredibly hard, and we know that it takes everyone to help give these kids the confidence in knowing themselves and carrying the confidence in the light of UUFB into the world. And I thank you all for being part of that and for your help in doing so.
Our second testimonial is by Ken Pierce, a longtime member who has held numerous leadership roles. This is not the first time he has shared his thoughts on supporting the fellowship. His comments today are essentially the same ones he delivered at stewardship time 15 years ago. It was written in October of 2004.
Good morning. I am Ken Pierce, your Vice President. This is Pledge Month. We will end the Pledge Month with a great dinner and celebration here at the Senior Center. The Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Bozeman forms a community that is very important to me and to my wife, Linda. We enjoy your company whenever we see you, here after church, in town, or at one of our homes. We have much in common. Our men's group is a place where I can talk in confidence about things that really matter. Our UU community supports us in times of need, as well as joy, as it's well expressed in our joys and concerns part of the service. The UU liberal religion gives me something that I can hang on to. I am a geologist. I have searched for a religion with my understanding of Earth history and the evolution of life. The UU liberal religion is in many ways complementary to my scientific background. My religion is evolving into a more spiritual quest, which I feel is nourished by our fellowship. I am delighted we have Reverend Lois, now Reverend Duffy, as our minister right here in Bozeman. I hope we can make a difference in this beautiful Galvin Valley. Linda and I are committed to a substantial pledge, both for what the church gives us and what the church can do for a better world. Thank you.
Next, we'll hear from member Lisa Trankley, who has also served on the board and is currently on the Sunday Services Committee. She adds to the reasons to support a UU congregation. Lisa?
Good morning. Last year during the pledge drive, I remember thinking, too bad no one asked me. I'm really This year, when Peg asked me if I would get up here and say a few words, I no longer had any idea what those brilliant things were that I was going to say last year. So I admit my first reaction was to do a Google search on why should I give to my church. Unfortunately, when Google only responded with references to Leviticus, tithing, heaven, and strategies for churches to increase their pledges, I realized I was on my own. I would have to think through all over again the reasons why I pledged to the fellowship and how much I should pledge. It's probably a good thing to have to rethink these kinds of choices from time to time. My struggle with my pledge has always been deciding the amount I should give to my spiritual community versus the amount I give to charities that really do a lot of good in the world, like Doctors Without Borders. I've wondered if pledging should be less of a priority than, for example, giving money for vaccinations that kids in third world countries desperately need. I've wondered if it's sort of selfish to donate more to a rather privileged community of which I'm a part than to poorer communities who really need help. After a lot of thought, though, I realized this kind of comparison doesn't really work. It's kind of a false dichotomy, if you will. My not pledging, or my not increasing my pledge to UUFB, isn't really going to have a big impact on international or other large-scale charitable needs. If I always measured my expenditures against the needs of third world countries, I would barely spend any money at all. I certainly wouldn't have spent all that money putting both my kids through college. I wouldn't buy Christmas presents. I would never go out for sushi. It's an unrealistic and a guilt-inducing standard of measuring my actions or obligations. At the fellowship, my pledge does have an impact, and I've never felt bad spending money on my family. My pledge to this fellowship feels like spending money on my family in a way. I care about the people here, and I like to do things that benefit them. But a pledge has added bonuses. I feel like I'm a better person because of this place. I have a long ways to go, but this year I've learned so much about and hopefully become more sensitive to racism, transgender issues, and refugees. I've learned to listen more than I used to, though I really have a long ways to go on that one. And as we become better people, the world becomes a better place. It's so satisfying seeing fellow UUs volunteering not just at our spiritual community here, but in the general Bozeman community at large and beyond. So bingo, a trifecta. Pledging to the fellowship, one, feels good to me because I enjoy spending money on people and a community I care about. Two, provides more opportunities for me to grow as a person as our fellowship expands. And three, contributes to a community that is doing good in the world. It was good for me to work through these priorities and realize why I pledge. Of course, I'll continue to donate to my other favorite causes, but I'm also increasing my pledge here this year, guilt-free.